June 4, 2025. Today's reading from Discovery. All together now. Opening prayer. Father, as I read your word today, use it to guide my steps wherever you lead me. Help me to walk with joy, knowing who I am in Christ and that, in Him, is freedom and victory. Read Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. The Holy Spirit comes at Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They have had too much wine." Peter addresses the crowd. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Reflect. What things are you most grateful for in your faith community? Many Christian traditions include versions of an ancient call and response liturgy in their communion service. It begins with, "Lift your hearts," to which comes the reply, "We lift them to the Lord." During this exchange between the minister and the congregation, the minister says that we should give thanks and praise to God at all times and in all places. These words are ringing in my ears as I think about today's reading. This fragile Christian community is all together and in one place, focused on the presence of God. As Jews, they gathered to celebrate the Feast of Pentecost, 6 weeks after the Passover. They experienced the pain of grief and then the elation of the resurrection. Betrayal was uncovered and other relational tensions revealed. Jesus has ascended and they are once again left without his presence. But here they are, committed to each other and to the Lord with open hearts. And in obedience to him, they are waiting for a new power to grip them. Apply. What do you see as the strengths of your Christian community? What things do you ask God to change or build up? Closing prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your spirit, and they shall be created, and you will renew the face of the earth.